Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And you know, as I was preparing to come on the broadcast today, I was thinking of that scripture I began this sharing on this week, where in Isaiah 60, and I was thinking there's a portion of the scripture that even the unsaved, unbelievers would agree upon. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Even those who want will never darken the door of a church, or at this point wouldn't. They'd say, you know, boy, things are really getting bad. However, hear the full word of the Lord to the people of God. This is the word of the Lord for you, beloved, spoken centuries ago. Nonetheless, it is vibrant and alive and pulsing with the power of God. That living word of God, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. He was speaking right, wasn't he? Down through the centuries, and gross darkness the people. Gross, not just darkness, gross darkness. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory, his glory, shall be seen upon thee. Oh, beloved, we are living in momentous times. You know, it is... He has an answer, because this is the beginning of a new day. And God has clothed his people with the garments of salvation, the garments of praise, garments of righteousness. But it is time for many of us. We have old filthy garments of defeat that we've been wearing, and it's time to shed those and to put on the garments which the Lord has prepared for you to wear. And that might be sort of an astounding, shocking statement, but I'd like to read something from the Word of God found in the book of Zechariah, and this is regarding Joshua the high priest. And in Zechariah, the third chapter, let me read verses 1 to 7, and this is a vision that Zechariah is seeing. He showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Have you felt like that, beloved? Have you felt resisted? This is the high priest. He was standing at his right hand, the right hand, the symbol in scripture of power, authority, the ability to get things done. The Lord said, and now the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, take away those filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. Beloved, our self-righteousness is as filthy rags, but God is placing a new garment, a new anointing upon us. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, this is for us, beloved, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, and then that thou shalt also judge my house, and shall also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. He is for those who will say yes to the Lord, who will be obedient. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. There's a place of responsibility, of authority that we're coming to, not only in this realm, but we will judge the nations. We will rule and reign with Jesus. What a high calling. So, beloved, you're about to be clothed with some new power. You're about to be ready to receive a new anointing from God. You're going to have new abilities given by God. You're no longer going to cry out, oh, Lord, where is your spirit? You will walk in the Holy Spirit. You will be led by his spirit, and the spirit of God will reveal things of God to you. That's his purpose. He will teach. He will show you things to come. He will arise upon you, and the world will see the glory of the Lord upon you. You know, there's a scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. There have been many interpretations of them, but in terms of my own life experience, when the enemy comes in, some say, oh, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. Well, in many cases, at least in my life, sometimes I'd have to say the enemy has come in like a flood. You felt overwhelmed, but the Spirit of the Lord indeed did come in and lift a standard. And we're not going to see the army of the Lord standing around helpless. The army of the Lord is not going to stand in confusion. Oh, hallelujah, there is one. There is the commander of the hosts of heaven, the Lord Sabaoth, the one who speaks forth from his throne, from heaven, who has shaken the heaven and the earth and will again shake all things that can be shaken. And you, beloved, and I, we are going to receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Beloved, God is doing a work. I just want to read a few, a little bit more in chapter 4 of Zechariah. And this is again a word to us. He now addresses the governor. And in verse 6, he said, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, and this is the word for us. It's not by might nor by power, not by mental ability, not by physical power and strength, not by our giftings. It is not by any of these things that we possess, even though they are all gifts from God. It is but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Oh, there have been mountains round about you, beloved. Guess what? The Lord is saying, he spoke it years ago through Zechariah to Joshua the high priest. He's speaking to us now. We are kings and priests unto our God. He's telling you, brother. He's telling you, sister, those mountains that are before you shall become as a plain, and he shall bring forth, you shall bring forth the headstone. That's Jesus thereof, with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me. This is very precious. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts have sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and they shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with these seven, and they are the eyes of the Lord who run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Beloved, this word, I believe, especially for those of you who are up in years, you have done a lot of things. You may have laid the foundation of the house, but just as God was encouraging Zerubbabel, he was saying, yes, your hands did this, but you're also going to see your hands shall finish it, and you will know that it is been the word of the Lord, and it's not been by might nor power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Is that not a wonderful word of encouragement? Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, and I'm going to read the words that Jesus spoke. Remember, in his earthly ministry, he stood up in the synagogue, I believe it was Nazareth, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And basically, he stopped there. But beloved, we can, as his people who are doing the greater works, are declaring, there is a day of vengeance of our God comfort are coming. And we, that same, the works that he did, he has committed us to do in even greater works. And what is that? To comfort all that who mourn, who appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, God's people, to give unto them beauty for ashes, to give them hope, to stir up their faith by the word of the Lord, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, beloved, do you catch a vision of what God is doing in this hour? Can you see the glorious plans that God has for his people? Beloved, I feel the presence of the Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, if you will lift your heart to me right now, if you will receive in faith, I will impart to you an anointing that shall see that resistance, those mountains that have stood before you, become a plain. I shall cause every mountain to be brought down, and every valley to be exalted, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And as my prophet Isaiah spoke, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The Lord would say to you, beloved, get up into the high mountain, come up and seek my face. Yea, come up higher, says the Lord, and I will show you my excellent plans. I will show you and give you answers to the needs and the decisions in your life. I will show you the way that I would have you to walk, and you shall not walk in confusion, and you shall not be insecure and unsure, for I will give you a holy boldness and a confidence as you wait upon me. Do not lurch forward in eagerness, but I say, wait upon me, until you know that my timing has come, that you are sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord leading you. I love the zeal of my people, but it is important they wait for my command, and in my timing shall they go forth, and victory shall be given. Beloved, even now receive from the hand of the Lord a new anointing. You are being anointed with fresh oil, says your God. Receive and rejoice and prepare yourselves for great victories in the days ahead as you walk in obedience to me, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, perhaps one final scripture in closing. I love this. Isaiah, the sixth chapter. In the year, this is Isaiah speaking. In the early chapter of his book, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah. And the posts of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Just as God commissioned Isaiah, he is commissioning you, beloved, to do those greater works. And just as Isaiah was commissioned, as he understood and he saw the glory and the holiness of the Lord, the more we understand the holiness of God, his attributes, his power, we, with the fear and reverence of the Holy One that we serve, will go forth with love and strength and obedience and courage and boldness to do the things that he has called us to do. We have known God in the past, but he has a dimension of power and victory we can walk in that we have not yet experienced it. But I'm declaring it to you, beloved, a new day is dawning. It's beginning to rain, and the wine is beginning to drip from the mountain of the Lord. Praise God. Oh, well, I hope you've been stirred. I've been stirred by the word of the Lord this week. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. I love you. I ask for your prayers for this ministry, that we continue to advance in the things of God, to increase, to do whatever God would have us to do. I pray for you every day. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.